Dear friends, each week as we work our way closer to Christmas, we're thinking about the themes of Isaiah and how waiting takes on different emotions. Tonight we're going to talk about waiting with comfort. We heard it there in those first words of Isaiah 40, "Comfort, comfort, ye my people." Dear friends, it is often in movies that during the lowest of low points in a movie that things just go a lot slower. The words that are spoken in a movie during the lowest of low points, the tragic time, the audience really takes in and they remember those words, and they're almost timeless. In very famous movies, this happens. I'm thinking about the Titanic. How many people have seen the movie The Titanic? Yes, it came out maybe 2001, 2002. Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. Of course, the movie The Titanic is about the ship that goes across the Atlantic, and of course the tragedy of hitting the iceberg and the great death toll that happened. But that movie is really about a love story, if you remember it. The love story between Jack, kind of a working class guy who jumped and got a ticket on the ship, and Rose, a very elegant lady. And of course, the tragedy happens, and when it does, it's always this way in the movies, everything just goes slower, and you take in every word that happens during a tragic time in these movies. Jack and Rose, they end up in the waters in the Atlantic, and he's dying, and he ultimately dies, and that's when the words become even more poignant and slower in the movie. And Rose says to Jack, I don't know if you remember, it's one of the most famous lines in a movie. She says, "I'll never let you go, I promise." And if you saw that movie in a movie theater, that's when handkerchiefs were pulled out, Kleenex, and men were crying in that movie. Walked out, and I remember seeing a guy toss his handkerchief or his Kleenex into the garbage. Very sad. That's the way it works in movies. When you hit the lowest of low points, you really pay attention very closely to the words that are spoken. It emotes, it gives that we really should pay attention in movies. Well, that's also true for the Bible. Because in the Bible, there are a lot of very lowest of low points in which God is saying something very slow to us that we should really pay attention. And tonight from Isaiah 40, Isaiah 40 is a low point in Isaiah's gospel. It's a gospel book, really. Isaiah's writings, this is a low of low point for some reasons that we've talked about before, but one reason I want to point out tonight of what's going on. It's a low point because Jerusalem has been sacked. The temple that was beautiful, the stones have been become rubble. It's a low of low points also because they've been transported to Babylon and they're in a foreign land learning new customs. But maybe something that you haven't thought of before, something that caught my attention this week, was that when the Israelites are in Babylon, they are forced to sing jubilant songs while they grieve. That's a low. I don't know if you've ever had that forced upon you to sing or be happy when you really feel terrible. Psalm 137 talks about this time. I want to read Psalm 137. It says this. It's about the Israelites in Babylon. "By the waters of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there we hung up our instruments. For there our captors required of us songs. How then shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?" You know, maybe you've been forced to sing when you really didn't want to. I think that's the lowest of low. Being a Beaver fan and being forced to sing the Oregon Ducks fight song after you've lost really badly. Doesn't get any worse than that. That's what Isaiah is about, except we joke about that, but it's even worse than that. It's like losing someone, and a half hour later being asked to sing a jubilant song. What does God say in the midst of the lowest of lows of Isaiah? Well, there are the words, "Comfort, comfort, ye my people." And it's slow, and it's a doubling. Whenever we have a doubling in the Hebrew, God is asking us to pay attention. because he really emphatically wants to communicate to us, comfort, comfort, ye my people. Your warfare is over. Your sins are forgiven, God says. And God says, I will give double for all your sins. Who does such a thing? Think about this. When someone's in the lowest of lows, who promises even more than what you would expect or desire? Doesn't make any sense. No one ever does this. Your God does it. God gives in our lowest of lows way more than what we ever would expect or desire. And it's there in the Hebrew that we have a doubling. Comfort, comfort, ye my people. God wants, and to make it even more clear in that passage, God says, go to the mountaintops in your lowest of lows and sing out on Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength. That's how confident God wanted his people to be that he would offer comfort very soon and give them relief. To make that even more clear, God sent his son Jesus. You know, one thing that Jesus did when he saw people was when he saw that they were in the lowest of low positions, maybe even depression, let's say, Jesus changed his tactic in how he spoke to people. He doubled their names. Think about this. When Jesus saw Martha, she's anxious, she's kind of troubled. Mary, my sister, won't help out in the kitchen and prepare dinner. Jesus gives the comfort, doubling her name, Martha, Martha. Then it happens with Peter. When Peter really goofs up and he hears that he's gonna deny Christ and do something that's absolutely gonna ruin his life, it's the lowest of lows for Peter. And how does Jesus approach Peter? Simon, doubles his name, Simon, Simon. Comfort, comfort, Simon. When Jesus sees Saul at his lowest of lows, on the road to Damascus, Saul has chained up Christians and wants to put them on trial. Jesus doubles his name, Saul, Saul. This is the God that's coming. Not just a baby, but it's a God that desires on Christmas to offer you comfort in the lowest of low points in your life. That's why we decorate. It's why we sing songs. It's why we're jubilant. If you are experiencing a low of low point in your life, or you know someone that's experiencing a low of low point, look at the God of Isaiah 40, or look at how God wanted to make himself known in the person and work of Jesus. God wants to go all in and work for you, no matter where you are in those lowest of low points, and give you double comfort, better than what you ever would expect or desire. Let's pray about that tonight. Dear Lord, tonight we learned something about you. When your people are at the lowest of low points, you double down on comfort. We thank you for that, Lord. And Lord, we know that maybe some of us tonight are experiencing lows. In those moments, help us to see that just right around the corner, just in the future, your comfort is made available through your son, Jesus. While we wait for Christmas, give us cheer in that good news tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.